either of or from.
Uh-huh. What do you call the place where they used to bury people?
Graveyard.
And the thing that they put the body in?
Coffin.
Suppose people go around in black clothes after a funeral, you say they are in
mourning.
How about this disease that makes people turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Ever hear him say janders? Yellow janders? Or no?
No. Yellow jaundice.
Suppose you get a sharp pain in your right side, you might have what?
I'd have appendicitis.
How about this disease that used to kill a lot of children? There was smallpox and what else? Anything you called diphtheria?
Smallpox, diphtheria, or scarlet fever.
Uh-huh. Suppose you eat
Measles did some of it.
Yeah. Suppose you eat something that doesn't agree with you, and what happens to you? You say, I got sick. Where?
Sick in the stomach.
And I had to get up and go out and do what, all of a sudden?
Throw up. Or vomit.
Anything else besides vomit?
Not from a stomach ailment, but I
don't. You hear him say puke for that?
Yes, since you mentioned it, I have heard about puking.
Suppose there's...
But that's so long ago that I haven't heard that anymore.
Suppose when you were long about 15, 18 years old, you started getting interested in girls. Some night after church, you might go up to a girl and say what, if you wanted to sort of take her home. Say, may I?
That's out of my experience.
Oh, come on. May I see you home? May I take you home?
Will you go home with? No, I suppose.
Would you say, may I take you home?
I suppose that's what they'd say, no, but they,
uh-huh.
That didn't happen to me.
Suppose you'd see a boy and a girl together quite a bit, you'd say, he's doing what?
Making love to her.
You ever say courting or sparking or talking to, keeping company?
Keeping company, right?
Uh-huh. Suppose later you don't see them together anymore, and somebody would say, well, what happened to those two? And
they must have broke up.
Or you might say, oh, well, she, do you ever hear him say she kicked him, or she gave him the mitten, or jilted him?
Yeah. He got the mitten, or she got the mitten, one or the other.
What do you call this noisy celebration they have a week or so after someone's married? Or maybe right after the wedding?
Helling?
Anything else? Chivalry, ever? Just call it belly.
Belly is what we've always called it.
What do you call the man that stands inside of the bridegroom?
Best man.
And the side of the bridesmaid? I mean the side of the bride? Call her the maid of honor or the bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid.
And after the wedding, you'd say, now the two people are...
They're married.
Do you have any expression that means the whole crowd? You ever hear them say the whole caboodle?
The whole bunch or whole caboodle or something like that.
What do they used to call these Saturday night affairs where they'd get a fiddler and get together? Old-fashioned what?